Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiedag luisteraars, ek is Mirsha Eksteen en baie dankie dat jy 729 AM Kaapse Kansel gekies het om vandag saam te kuier. Dit is vir my 'n geweldige groot voorreg om vandag my ateljee gas Sean Kens te verwelkom. En ek deel graag die volgende. Sea to Harvest bring die plaas terug na die stad toe. Een tuin op 'n slag. Die organiese tuinbeginsel is 'n innoverende en goedkoop oplossing wat jou in staat stel om jou eie organiese groente en kruie tuin aan te kweek, soos wat die natuur dit bedoel het, met 'n volledige organiese kunsmis en plaagbeheer oplossing. Dit maksimeer jou opbrengspotensiaal en verseker 'n oorvloedige oes. Die doel is om bewustheid te skep ten opsigte van gesondheid, voeding en voedselsoevereiniteit. As ook die aankweek van jou eie, gesonde en volhoubare groente en kruie om jou gesondheid te verbeter en, hier is die goeie nuus, jou geld te spaar. In samenwerking met verskeie organisasies en korporatiewe maatskappye belê Sea to Harvest in voedselsoevereiniteitsinisiatiewe vir arm gemeenskappe reg oor Afrika. Luisteraars, ek is seker julle kom saam met my agter dat die tafel gedek is vir 'n heerlike inspirerende gesprek met Sean, die hoofuitvoerende beampte van Sea to Harvest. Welcome, Sean. What a privilege that you can join us today here on Cape Pulpit.
Yes, good evening. Thank you. And good evening to and all your listeners out there. Dis 'n baie mooi voorreg om hier te wees saam met jou. But yeah, thank you once again for this opportunity.
Ach, Sean, ek wil sommer net sê, jy is geweldig welkom om net te gesels soos wat jy gemaklik voel. As Afrikaans vir jou werk, dan gesels ons in Afrikaans. If you think this is really a concept or some terminology that you would rather want to make use of English, then please feel welcome. We really can't wait for you to share all your knowledge with us. And then I would like to start off by asking, please tell us more about yourself.
Well, thank you. Yes. So I come out of a background of agriculture. Being a farmer, and which I basically I was farming for about 4 years, and so being in the agriculture space as well. Agriculture has been a very strong part of my journey where it is today as an entrepreneur and the founder of Seed to Harvest, which is now an intercontinental organization operating in Lesotho, Namibia, Zambia, and all across South Africa, which I didn't think that it was going to happen. And so, the idea of Seed to Harvest as well, where it came about is that during COVID, everybody's world was shaken and turned upside down. Uncertainty was looming and people didn't know what was happening, and we were forced to close our operation. And, just knowing what I know in agriculture, I realized that when I looked at the news and I looked at all of these Facebook posts and all the things that I realized, people are starting to grow their own vegetables again because they're realizing, that we have to start growing our own vegetables. But then, people didn't realize this one factor that when you grow vegetables nature's way, you find that nature kicks in. And so they were dealing with all of insects and pesticides because they haven't grown vegetables for some time, And their soil fertility was not good and all these things. So nature kicked in, your snails, all of these diseases. And, you know, realizing this gap in the market, I realized that if I took my farming model and I put it into a box that the households can now bring in the farm back to the city, one garden at a time, this could work. And so we re-engineered this concept. And you know, Mersha, I always like to say, it's all about timing.
Yes.
Because 10 years ago, we launched this concept. 10 years ago, in COVID, I think it was about in the 2010 or 2009, we launched this Grow Starter Kit box. And it failed. It never took off, you know. And 10 years later, in COVID, I think COVID was the best time for this concept. So, you know, I always say to people, you can have an amazing idea, but timing is the most critical thing. It's all about timing and knowing when to launch, because you can launch an amazing idea prematurely and it will fail. And so this was where the idea of the starter kit started. And I realized that people need support. They need to be walked from seed to harvest, because the minute, you know, someone gets a great harvest after their first growing period as a novice or an introductory or a beginner gardener, you've won that person and they start exploring. And so the starter kit was the real idea around, a seed to harvest and getting people to grow with nature, supplying them all of these fertilizers and those things. And I think, and then it just evolved over time, you know, into what it is today.
Sean, dit is 'n wonderlike getuienis. En soos jy nou, soos jy praat, kon ek nie help om dadelik te dink aan Markus 4 van die gelykenis van die saaier nie. Jesus vertel van die saaier wat saad saai. Van die saad val langs die pad, die voëls kom en pik dit op en dit dra nie vrug nie. Ander saaitjies val op 'n rotsagtige plek. Die saaitjies kom vinnig op omdat die grond nie baie diep is nie. Maar toe die son opkom, verdroog die plantjies omdat dit nie wortel geskiet het nie. Daar is ook saaitjies wat tussen dorings val. Die dorings verstrik egter die plantjies wat opkom en hulle dra ook nie vrugte nie. Laastens is daar die saaitjies wat op goeie grond val. Hierdie saaitjies kom op, groei en bring die oes voort. So, soos jy gepraat het, het ek net hierdie prentjie gesien en dit is presies vir my, jy stap so pad met mense. Dit is nie asof jy net vir iemand sê, wel, hier's jou boksie, off you go nie. So,
ja.
Opleiding is 'n baie, baie belangrike komponent van hierdie program en van jou projek. Wil jy ook met my gesels oor die opleiding?
Ja, Mersje, so dis was een van die belangrikste dinge. Toe ek nou bykom, dat die organiese beginsel pakket wat ons nou uitvoer na huise toe and what we supplying to households and those things, you know, I realized that even though people have the tools to create the perfect garden, if they are not taught how to apply and how and why to apply it, that became a very big component of the success that is linked to seed to harvest to this day, is that, you know, so because this is this was an eye opener, the penny dropped for me. Many people have an idea of how to grow, you know, and we have all the resources, we have all these things to our disposal, but if we are not train to how to use it, how to apply it, and why I need to apply it, it will just become something that I'm just doing out of a daily routine, and I don't understand, you know. And what I like to say is that the Bible, it says that wisdom will guard me and understanding will keep me. And so we like to, this is something that it's our mantra in our organization, that I say to people, I'm not just going to sell you something. I would like to teach you why you need to do what you need to do to be able to get out the desired result, so that we walk this journey with you from seed to harvest. And once you've done that, I've won your confidence. Your grower confidence has increased, and you now are able to start doing it on your own because you have been educated. You know, zeal without knowledge is dangerous.
Real magic happens when you understand the why. So yes, it's wonderful. Jy dink ek die rol wat jy speel as mentor en die manier waarop jy jou kennis en jou kundigheid deel, dink ek regtig verander soveel lewens. Soos baie dankie Sean dat jy regtig 'n werktuig is en 'n instrument is van verandering. En dan is ek baie nuuskierig om te hoor die boksies. Vertel 'n bietjie vir ons, dit was vir my so mooi toe jy sê jy het jou kennis en jou kundigheid omskep in 'n boksie. So waaruit bestaan 'n boksie?
So voordat na die boksie toe gaan, so what we've also realized is, Mercer,
yes,
is that as we started growing our training started evolving because we realized it's not just knowing how to grow, it's not just understanding the basics of the soil, but also what happens now if we cannot grow. There's no access to seeds. Seed to harvest cannot supply the box anymore due to a shortage of raw materials or whatever. There's a total blackout. Can people still survive? Mm. And that has taken us to evolve to developing more workshops now, which is foraging, being able to know what can I eat, the weeds that grow around me, what grasses can I eat if I cannot grow anything. And so we've evolved in taking that steps of not just knowing how to grow, but how to forage, and look around your area. What weeds can I consume? Looking at what herbs can I use it for? How can I use it? What medicinal plants and how to make money from medicinal plants, through medipreneurship. And so we've collaborated with very like-minded organizations to build this holistic package now, saying we need to teach people to even live off the grid should they not be able to sow seeds. Coming to the starter kit. So the starter kit is a very innovative concept. We have been blessed really to have the privilege and the opportunity to be the pioneers in the South African market to launch a concept like this. Because there was nothing on the market. So in your organic garden starter kit, what you get is you get, because we believe that, feed the soil like you feed yourself, and so because you are a living organism, we are made from the dust of the earth, and so the food we eat needs to also be grown in the way nature intended it, so that every vegetable that you and I eat has a DNA code. And so our body picks up this vegetable code and it responds. And that is why we are not keen on GMO seeds and hybrid seeds and those type of things, because the genetic codes of these things have been changed and our bodies don't recognize it as proper food, etc., etc. But that's another conversation for another day. So the organic garden starter kit contains your organic fertilizer, an organic biostimulant, your pesticide, your fungicide. It contains soil amendment, your biochar, your activated charcoal to build microbial structures. It contains 6 varieties of heirloom seed varieties. You've got a growing guide. You've got a 13-week schedule. So I teach you, and I say, here is a 13-week schedule. Week 1, take 5 moles of BioBoost, mix it with 1 liter of water, spray your plants. Week 2, take this, do that. So I teach you from seed to harvest, taking you by the hand through various resources, that can be downloaded from our website as well. And it contains a little trigger sprayer that you can put on a measuring cup. You've got all of your other biostimulants, a water-saving product as well, because we know that water security is becoming a reality at the moment in South Africa, looking at Gauteng, looking at Durban, water shortages. So we've got a product that helps you save up to 80% water, which also contributes to the success of your organic garden once you implement it. So that's the starter kit in a nutshell. And so the need has become greater now because we've now ventured into bulk, busy bottling, bigger supplies of it, because we're reaching out to small-scale farmers as well, where these households have become community growers and they need greater support. So the starter kit was really the seed that was sown for a greater harvest that is about to come.
Sean, ek is nuuskierig om te hoor of jy met ons asseblief kan gesels oor die konsep organiese boerdery.
Ja, absoluut, ek hou van dit. Ja, organiese boerdery, so you know, organic agriculture is, I would like to say, is a misnomer. You know, there is so many interpretations and those type of things, but I just want to put it into one line. You know, for the layperson that's listening out there, and I always, in our training, I always ask people, what is organic agriculture? If you say that I've grown my vegetables organically, what do you mean by that? And I like to say simple, growing vegetables or herbs or fruit nature's way. It's using no pesticides that are synthetic or chemicals that can do harm to you. It's, you know, like I said, because you are a living organism, the soil is a living organism. So keeping the soil covered, you know, applying a living compost layer. When you look at nature, you walk through the forest, you always see the ground is covered. The ground is never exposed. And, you know, and so organic agriculture is more than just growing nature's way. It is actually developing a system and managing the system. I like to say, you know, I said today in our one training, I said when Adam and Eve was in the garden, you know, they had one instruction, tend the garden, because everything was good in that garden, you know, and all they had to do was manage the system that the Father has put in place. And so many times organic agriculture is a systems driven rather than product driven. And I like to say that you use organic fertilizer to not use it because they are crutches, you know. But when you step in with your man-made ideas and you move to away from organic agriculture, you tend to now, which it looks at Adam and Eve, where they come out the garden and they started tilling the ground. And so then you have to keep it up, because you've wanting to play God in the process. So organic agriculture is more than just using organic fertilizers, organic seeds. It's actually about building a system and restoring, you know, I like to think, Murphy, you know, is that organic agriculture is an amazing picture of who our Heavenly Father is, because He is, you know, He is regenerative, and so is organic agriculture. It regenerates, it restores, and it rebuilds something that was messed, that was poisoned. And so many, like our lives, you know, as we find that this is where Yahweh comes and He actually restores, He rejuvenates, and He rebuilds, and He makes it into something great. And so that is organic agriculture has different means for different people. But in my experience, it's all about regenerative, restoring, and rebuilding what was entrusted to us at the beginning of the foundation of the earth.
Sean, daar is soveel mooi beginsels hierin opgesluit en dit is absoluut fascinerend om na jou te luister. So luisteraars, bly by ons, ons vat net 'n vinnige breek en wanneer ons terugkom, gesels ons verder met die hoofuitvoerende beampte van C2Harvest, Sean Kens. Luisteraars, welkom terug. Dankie dat jy 729 AM Kaapse Kansel gekies het om vandag saam te kuier. Hulle sê, C2Harvest bring die plaas terug na die stad toe, een tuin op 'n slag. En die visionêre man agter hierdie gedagte is Sean Kens. Hy is die hoofuitvoerende beampte van C2Harvest. En net voor die breek het Sean met ons gesels oor die konsep van organiese boerdery en hy het ook vir ons vertel hoe groot en belangrike komponent opleiding vorm van hierdie projek. Sean, julle projek spreek 'n volhoubaarheidsdoelwit aan. Verskeie, om die waarheid te sê. En een van die vaardighede waaraan jy aandag gee is entrepreneurskap. Wil jy met ons asseblief daaroor gesels?
Okay, ja, so definitely you know, our project speak about security, you know, and it speaks about entrepreneurship as well. You know, and I think that is baie belangrik dat ons you know, I always say that if you growing vegetables, it shouldn't cost you more than what it would when you had to go to the shop. You know, the amount of energy that you are putting into the garden as well. So when you look at the successes of this, it is very important that you also look at, you know, food security, you know, that entrepreneurship is a big aspect. And that is why what we have done is we've added a component to our training as well around agripreneurship, because it's not just about growing, but it's also about the economics of, you know, the vegetables that you are growing. And that is why we've seen a great boom around community gardening, where people have started in their households. They have started, you know, in a household where they are basically growing, and automatically from there it stems, it actually just grows into something greater, you know, within that community or within that individual.
Sean, ek is seker in die aand as jy jou oë toemaak, het jy hierdie ongelooflike dankbaarheid wat jou net so omring, die dankbaarheid vir die verskil wat jy in hierdie projek maak, en dan is ek nieuwsgierig om te hoor of jy met ons 'n suksesverhaal wil deel.
Absoluut. So you know, we had it was in the middle of COVID. So and I like to share these stories because we see the change. And so yes, we had a wonderful opportunity to collaborate with the partner. And I must say, you know what, this is an organization that gave us, you know, indirectly, they did not know this. But in the year that we launched our starter kit, you know, I self-fund my business, and so as an entrepreneur. And so we had this concept and we needed to pilot this concept. And so, you know, we really were blessed to collaborate and meet up with one of the managers of the Arti Kafir. They're an organization that, you know, teaches and promotes Afrikaans, the heritage of the language and all those type of things. But we had an opportunity with them to collaborate. And, you know, we had this opportunity to pilot about 150 of our starter kits all over the country. And I thought, oh, sure, I hope this is going to work. You know, you have your pros and cons. And so, you know, we said, okay, we're going to get this chance. And I was given an opportunity. They invested into our organization to collaborate with us. And we rolled out these things, supplied all the gardens across the country. We just gave it in there. We were really blessed also to have this box translated into Afrikaans by the Arti Kafir. So, you know, Afrikaans-speaking communities got an Afrikaans box and English. And so we wanted to look at a fair a judgment on the pilot, you know, and not have any sort of challenges. And so, you know, we had this rolled out and we had a 95% success rate that this box just changed lives. People could understand it. And so this is where our journey started with them. And so we've had many projects, over 260 gardens rolled out across the country. You know, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm sitting in the Eastern Cape and we're doing like a back-to-back school gardens and community gardens. And so we've seen a project like, and I'd like to say that if you go into our YouTube channel, you'll have a look at a project that was where we collaborated with Arti Kafir. You know, and we've got many other also donors that work with us. But I think these stories really captivate me because on our YouTube channel, Seed to Harvest, you'll check us out on YouTube. There's a story you can go and have a look and see the real. We had a video made of a project we launched out in Burgersdorp. And I like to highlight this project because, you know, it started out with 12 people 3 years ago. And 3 years later, we've trained up to 60 people every year. We've invested and grown. And so the last year, we actually recorded the whole program, which you can have a look and see what success this has done for this community and how in a place like Burgersdorp, that I never even knew existed, I had to like zoom into the map to kind of find where the place was. You know, I'm like, where is it? And I zoomed in and zoomed in. You know, and so when you take this concept to a community where hopelessness is all around you, where you wake up and all you see is dry, hopeless concrete, no hope. And when you listen to the stories of this video from these people, you realize that you are bringing hope to a hopeless community. And you know, this is what success is, when you can change the lives of other people and not just enrich yourself or you become successful, but when other people around you become successful and you can motivate and you can change and give them hope, you know. And when this one lady said, Maria, you know, she said something that stuck with me forever. And she said to me, jy het my iets gesê, man. Jy het gesê, ons moet nie die onkruid se uittrek nie. Ons moet die onkruid daar hou, ons sny hom net af, van hy het 'n doel.
Wow.
And she was talking to me in the video. She speaks about this. And she says, weet jy, ek het nie saam met my dogter vir 5 jaar gepraat nie. Ons nooit gepraat nie. Maar gisteraand, toe ek huis toe kom, agter ons opleidingssessie, wat ons nou gedoen het met organiese boerdery, toe sê die vrou Marie vir my, you know, ek het so baie geleer van toe ek huis toe gaan gisteraand, en ek kom by die huis, nadat 5 jaar, you know, 5 years have gone by, after 5 years, my daughter start messaged me, and, you know, ek kan in my hart, dit wat jy gesê het, I could apply it, nie vir haar uit te pluk en weg te gooi nie, maar sny net af, and she said, you know what, we've reunited, and she said that I've learned so much. You know, and this is the amazing thing, is that, you know, the hope that you bring to people through what you do, you know, in these communities, you know, in and around the country. And so this was one of the success stories where they started growing and they started just providing vegetables that, you know, they had a harvest festival, they harvested their vegetables. Mm-hmm. They got about 45 people that we trained. There was 1 hectare of land. Everybody got a portion of land with the starter kit to start their own garden and to sell it and to do whatever. And so, you know, this year the project is going to take even more people now, because it has created a great success where they had a harvest festival. They could harvest their vegetables and actually also then use it in cooking. So that's one of the success stories. We've also done an amazing one in Mitchell's Plain, Cape Town, in Tafelsig, where we rolled out household food gardens. Also on our Facebook, on our YouTube channel, you can have a look at our program that we are doing. And we've managed to roll out the household program, got people involved, and we collaborated with a community activist called Joni Fredericks. And so it was Joni and Sean combating household hunger. And this concept was piloted 4 years ago, and it failed in certain aspects. And 4 years later, we re-engineered the concept. We enrolled 40 people, you know, where they grow. We walk with them from seed to harvest over a period of 12 months. That we had a cook-off with those gardeners in July, where they brought their own vegetables and they cooked the food in the competition, you know, to compete against growers. And we can just see how the hope that is arising within that hopeless community that is plagued by drugs and gangsterism, and how this changes the narrative for that community. Where there once was no hope, there's now hope, because we walk the journey with people from seed to harvest.
Sean, waaroor droom jy nog? Want hierdie stories is so merkwaardig en dit is my so mooi, hierdie getuienisse oor hoop. So wat, waaroor droom jy nog?
Jo, baie dinge. Baie dinge, Mercy. You know, mense vra vir my.
Ja.
Sjoe, jy vlieg oral, né? You're traveling all over the country and you're doing this. Don't you get tired? I said, when it's your passion and when it's your life's mission to change the lives of individuals and impact communities, then this is everything that you dream. Because when you see the smile on those that can harvest something. You know what? My dreams is that no one should go to bed hungry. And this is what drives me, that there is food for everyone. You know, we come into contact with so many communities, with so many individuals. We see poverty on a level that's unknown to many. And so the dreams that I have is that this organization, with partners who are like-minded, that want to collaborate with us, is let us change the lives of those vulnerable and those that are plagued by poverty in South Africa, and let us make the difference. Mm. Kom ons wees die verskil. Mm. Waar ons gaan en wat ons doen. Mm. And that's what I dream about. I dream about that no one goes to bed hungry. Mm. And that everybody, that malnutrition will be something of the past. And that our communities have the right to choose what food they want to grow, how they want to grow it, and what they want to consume. And that is when food security becomes a lesser priority and food sovereignty takes preference, Sean, in our society.
Sean, belangstellendes wat meer te wete wil kom, waar kan hulle met jou kontak maak en waar kan hulle inligting kry?
Okay, so on our website, you can go onto our contact page, www.seed2harvest.co.za. You can lodge your query, whether you want to collaborate with us, whether, you know, we are a social enterprise, so we're looking for companies who's got CSI funding, who's got enterprise development funding for us to go. We've got so many requests for projects, for people, and we just don't have the resources to meet everybody's needs. So they can go to our website and fill out the contact page. It comes to our email, you know, and they are able to, whether order online from us. We have a host of agents as well across South Africa that you can click a link on and see where's the closest one to you. And if there's not someone close to you, contact us directly. Our contact numbers are on the website. You know, and I'm so tempted to give you my cell number, but
I think the website is sufficient.
And thank you very much. Our office number is there, and yes, if it is urgent or pressing or those things, that they will then give you my details to contact me. Yes.
En dan laaste gedagte van jou af wat jy met ons wil deel?
Laaste gedagte. Mm. Where do I start? is that, you know what, just be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, let us, if everybody would just contribute a small portion towards the change you want to see, I think that our nation, our country, your community will be a different place. And so this is why we've rolled out our campaign now on Thunder Funder, and saying that your support of whether it's 10 Rand, 20 Rand, 10,000, 5,000, or whatever that is that just be the change you want to see. Do not turn a blind eye, because you might be the last hope for that person. And so do not take it for granted. So just be the change that you want to see.
Sean, dit was 'n absolute voorreg om vandag met jou te kuier. Van my en die luisteraars wens ons vir jou alles wat mooi is. Mag die saad in goeie grond val. Mag julle handewerk geseën word en mag julle regtig een huishouding op 'n slag verander. Mag julle soveel meer tuine van die plaas na die stad toe bring. En van my kant af, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Ons kon regtig nie vandag gesels oor alles wat mens kan sê nie, so ons sal jou baie graag weer wil terugnooi vir nog 'n onderhoud en nog 'n kuier hier saam met ons op Kaapse Kansel. Maar vir nou sê ons baie dankie en ons wens vir jou regtig alles wat mooi is toe.
Baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Thank you for the opportunity. Dankie vir die luisteraars wat, you know, that took the time to listen. Really a pleasure being here, and I look forward to meeting you again sometime.
Luisteraars, wat 'n voorreg, wat 'n inspirerende storie, wat getuig van soveel hoop en genade en voorspoed en seën. Julle is baie welkom om die webwerf te besoek by c2harvest.co.za of stuur gerus 'n e-pos na info@c2harvest.co.za. Ek herhaal info@c2harvest en dit is seed en die letter 2 harvest.co.za. Onthou dat hierdie program en vorige episodes van Kopskuif weer geluister kan word op Potgooi. Besoek gerus kypoepot.co.za en laai die potgooi af, deel dit met vriende, stuur dit aan op WhatsApp, daar's verskeie opsies. En nogmaals baie dankie dat jy 729 AM Kaapse Kansel gekies het om saam te kuier. Ek is Mirsha Eksteen en ek groet tot volgende week.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.